The next matter on the agenda is internet communication disclaimers, illustrative examples. So this is something, as you all may recall, we approved, I'll wait a minute to allow Mr. Stefanovic and Jessica Selikoff to join us. Welcome. So we approved a notice of proposed rulemaking, I believe it was on March 18th. Is my memory correct? Something like that. It was published in the Federal Register on Monday, March 28th, and I'm taking a look at the proposed rules. We hopefully will receive a lot of comments. I believe the deadline is May 17th. Do I have that right?
May 25th.
May 25th. Sorry about that. So the comment deadline is May 25th. Again, hope we get a lot of great comments. We also have a hearing scheduled in late June. We're looking forward to that. We received a comment recently from several Democratic senators, and part of their comment was that they were shocked that there were two different alternatives proposed, which I thought was a little odd because I thought, you know, that's sort of how we've always operated, at least since I've been here. We often have a notice of proposed rulemaking with one more than one option because different people think differently, and so we give the public some options and say, which one do you prefer? And as we've both highlighted numerous times, we also want to say, don't think it has to be one or the other. It could be a little bit of this. It could be a little bit of that. So take these two examples and think about it. One of the reasons, which I think I said at the public meeting when we adopted this, that Commissioner Peterson and I were the sort of proponents of Alternative B, was because Alternative A's standard was that you have to have the disclaimer in the ad unless it doesn't fit. And what we said to our colleagues, you know, at a couple of several meetings on this subject was we just didn't think that was an objective measure for determining whether or not your disclaimer should be on the ad. And, you know, obviously they could put out whatever proposal they want, and they did so. But we were looking for something that was a little bit easier for the public to understand, something more objective. So the proposal that we put in Alternative B was if your disclaimer is more than 10%, wait, am I saying it right? If the disclaimer takes up more than 10% of the ad, then you can move on to an alternative disclaimer. And then there's more to it than that, but that's just sort of the big picture view. So I thought it was useful to have another alternative out there. We also talked about this at the open meeting where we adopt the NPRM, that we would come up with examples. And I think we all agree, and we said so at the time, that having examples of how the different proposals would work in real life would be helpful to the public and would be helpful for people writing comments. And so we all tried hard to try to get that done in advance of the public meeting where we adopted this. We weren't able to do so, but we committed to working on it to get something out as soon as possible. Unfortunately, as you'll see from the agenda, we don't have anything circulated yet. My colleague, the vice chair, tells me that she is committed to continuing to work on it, and I take her at her word. So hopefully we will have something very soon. I'd like to, sorry I didn't tell you I was going to do this in advance, but I'd like to try to come up with sort of a time frame because I want to get something out to the public so they have enough time to look at the examples before they submit their comments. And Jessica, what was the deadline again? May 25th. So if we could commit to have something out by next week, you know, could we try to do that maybe by next Thursday?
I'm certainly happy to work towards that goal. I had I had a long conversation with somebody on your staff yesterday about that, and suggested that since next week we don't have meetings, that would be a good time to really dig in and focus on it. The draft that I was reviewing last night did not seem to be in a place where I thought it would actually be helpful yet.
What about it? What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, there are, it's kind of hard to talk about a document that nobody has seen yet, but there were a number of examples where questions were asked underneath the example as to whether it would comply with the regulation in Alternative A or Alternative B, and some of the answers were maybe. And I didn't think that would be terribly helpful to folks out there for us to put out examples and say, well, here are some examples, but we're not actually sure how the reg text would apply to them. So I'd like to work on trying to come up with some consensus on how the proposals actually do apply in each of the examples, because I think that would be much more helpful.
I think what you're referring to is the part about whether or not a disclaimer is clear and conspicuous. Mm-hmm. I believe that's the only place where our version says maybe, and I can explain that. I appreciate your letting us know that, because if that's the threshold issue, and it doesn't, obviously I'm willing to work with you for a little bit longer on this, but at some point, I think I'll just put out my examples. I'd rather not do that, but if that's the issue, we may be forced to do that, because the clear and conspicuous standard is in the regulation now, as you know, and it is not terribly objective. I mean, I don't know how you could characterize it as an objective standard. Clear and conspicuous. It's a little bit of a note when you see it kind of thing. I don't know if you were involved with writing the regulation.
Probably not. I think that one's an old one.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty old regulation. We decided not to put that regulation as part of this NPRM. Maybe we should have. That may have been the right thing to do, but we didn't do that. And so that old regulation of whether or not something is clear and conspicuous is baked in this regulation, but we haven't noticed that. And so what one of our proposals says is it shows a disclaimer. We have an example of an ad for the benefit of the public with a disclaimer on there that is within the 10%. And we had a couple of different people in the office look at it, in my office, and some people thought it was clear and conspicuous and others weren't so sure. And this is looking at the reg, and we're obviously here working at the commission. And I think it's fair to say it's a little bit, it's not perfectly clear whether or not something is clear and conspicuous. And so for us, that answer helps determine whether or not you move to the next step. So if we say it is clear and conspicuous, then the full disclaimer stays on there. But you may have a lawyer or a campaign or a committee out there who looks at that and says, gee, even though someone thinks that's clear and conspicuous, it's possible that a different commissioner or a different set of commissioners or a different staffer in the Office of General Counsel might not think it is. So in my mind, this lawyer may say, I'm going to say it's not clear and conspicuous, and I'm going to go to a different disclaimer, which is provided in the alternative disclaimer, which is provided in both alternative A and alternative B. So that's the reason that it's in there. And happy to talk about it, but it's not something that I think we're going to solve within a week, whether or not we can determine what's clear and conspicuous or not. I don't think that we're going to solve that within the next year.
Well, that's interesting. It is part of our existing regulations, and one of the alternatives that we put out for public comment relies on that, sort of incorporates that standard. And I think ultimately we as a commission have to be able to say whether something complies with our regulations or doesn't. So it's, and we have disagreed sometimes, this is true, we have disagreed sometimes on whether something is clear and conspicuous, but this is a legal issue that gets presented to the commission. People file complaints saying somebody else's disclaimer was not clear and conspicuous. So we have to be in a position to say one way or the other, it is or it isn't. And I think for us to put out, again, if our goal is to show people how the rules work, how the proposals might work in practice, I think for us to put something out and say, well, maybe it would work this way, or maybe it would work that way. Maybe you'd have to have a full disclaimer, or maybe you'd have to have maybe you could go to the adapted disclaimer. I personally don't think that's a good way of writing regulations, to say we're putting out a regulation, but we don't think we can interpret our own regulation. That could be a problem going down the road.
Well, if somebody submitted an advisory opinion request saying, is this clear and conspicuous, then yes, we would have to make that decision, and we would presumably have a vote on it. And shockingly, it's possible that it could deadlock. And so in that case, the person may not get an answer. The person may not want to file an advisory opinion. And so we're not saying that we're incapable of making that decision. We're saying that this isn't an advisory opinion request. This is a set of examples, and different people could look at it in different ways. I mean, there could be different staffers. There could be different commissioners. We're just trying to, you know, keep that so that we haven't had a formal vote on each of the examples. And so, again, you may have a different view of clear and conspicuous than I do. And so we're just trying to say, you know, these are sort of a menu of options within the examples.
Well, I'll just say that I look forward to continuing to work with you to try and come up with something that we both feel good about and that we feel would be helpful to folks who are trying to comment on the reg text.
Okay, and then the other issue, as you know, is whether it fits the language that you have in your in alternative A. We would like for the examples to properly analyze the examples with the reg text that's proposed, because that obviously is how somebody would analyze it. They would look at the reg text to find out whether or not they need to put a full disclaimer or not. So that's something that's, as you know, because we've talked about it for weeks now, that's something that is important to us.
Well, we'll try and work that out.
Okay. Oh, I'm so excited. All righty. Any other comments on this? You staying out of this, Jessica?
Indeed.
Probably a good plan. All righty. Stay tuned.